Maria Doctor. Who knows what may come next?
Thanks to the person who sent a text in letting us know, I once made a bird out of meat and flew it around the yard for my dog to attack. Called it Project Dog Eat Meat Bird. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And
that.
Our very first question to Daniel and Ben of Miami Horror. Have you ever made a meat bird?
No.
I'm not really sure what that is.
No. Really?
That's one of the projects.
Or
that you
how
can,
you fly it.
You can take
I don't know how they made it fly. It's a mystery.
Now, if there's any aviators listening, feel free to let us know.
Now, Ben, last time we spoke to you, it was fair to say you had only had a couple of hours sleep on the big announcement that you would be that Miami Horror would be on stage at the Gippsland One Night Stand. You were working on a track, a little bit of a disco track. Have you had some sleep since then?
Yeah.
Good.
Only a few more hours, really.
Are you an insomniac?
Oh, some days. Mm. Depends if I'm getting excited about stuff.
Yeah. So did you have much sleep last night? You would have been very...
No, I did. Like 4 hours.
So not very excited about this interview. I'm not trying to trap you. What I did want to ask you is I know a lot of music producers who the inspiration tends to... Yeah, I do actually. Music tends to strike them late at night. Like they are insomniacs.
I don't know what that's about, but I've always thought that for like the last 10 years. So
really?
Yeah.
Is it the dark sort of 80s-inspired disco sounds are harder to sort of come up with in the sunlight?
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I don't really see the sunlight that much, but my room's painted yellow and purple, and that's the point, like, to give you colour and inspiration, I guess. Mm. But like,
so do you live at home or have you got flatmates?
No, home again.
Yeah. Okay,
I moved out for a bit.
So how do your folks respond to the fact that you're up during the night?
I don't even know.
How did they respond to the fact they painted your room yellow and purple?
Well, that was dumb when I was 13.
Is it stripes? Like, I'm
no,
trying to
no,
picture
no.
it.
One wall. One wall's like golden yellow, one wall's purple.
Wow.
It's like Willy Wonka's bedroom.
Sounds awesome. Now, you of course are going to be up on stage at the Sale Footy Oval on Saturday afternoon for the One Night Stand alongside of some very fine acts, Butterfly Effect, Eskimo Joe, Children Collide and Burn. What have you got in store for us? Because it's fair to say for Miami Horror, it's probably going to be the biggest gig that you've ever played.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
for
a
while,
I guess.
Anything, though.
Have you practiced much?
Well, we've just kind of lined up a new set, so we haven't practiced that. We're practicing tonight and Thursday. But, we're a bit nervous because we've got some new things coming.
So. Like what? Can you reveal anything this morning?
Well, we've sort of redesigned the whole stage plot, but mainly we'll just be playing sort of originals from the EP and a few tracks that we've never played live before as well. So.
Oh, right. So make it easy for yourself.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
it's only going out on national radio.
It's huge. I know. Awesome.
And Daniel, how long have you been associated with Miami Horror and with Ben here?
Well, I mean, Ben was always DJing for a couple of years beforehand, doing his own remixes and things. We've always, you know, we went to school together, so we've always talked about sort of, you know, forming a band afterwards. Mm. But it was just a matter of, you know,
Dan
timing.
Writes the lyrics, so it's kind of, yeah.
So, yeah, sort of just work together on things.
Now, if I could just interject at this point, there has been something on the text line clearing up the meat bird.
Yes.
Andy, hang the meat bird on the clothesline and spin it.
Ah, so it's like
that's
Goon,
how you make
it's like
fly.
Goon of Fortune for a dog.
Kind of. And Emma in the Gong has said, technically all birds are meat. So,
that's
I don't know if he just took a bird and it flew. I'm really not sure. So I thought that should be cleared up.
Well, Daniel and Ben from Miami Horror, we are looking forward to catching you on stage on Saturday afternoon. No matter where you are across the nation, don't forget, it's going to be on your radio from about 3 o'clock on Saturday, Arvo. All those bands going live to air. And if you do have a song for us, because as we head towards the footy grounds in Sale for the Gippsland One Night Stand, we are going to be playing a very special mixtape/playlist. The Hilltop Hoods are going to be joining us on Thursday morning. We're jumping in the J-Van and we're heading on to Monash University, then Traralgon and Warragul on the way to Sale. And we need some music to listen to. We're going to listen to the radio as well, but we need a great mixtape.
You're in and out of range.
Yeah.
Can't get Triple J all over Australia. What would you guys add to our mixtape? So far this morning, More Than Words by Extremes.
Yeah, that's still up for our argument.
Because Barack Obama suggests that the international community needs
to we know your little joke, Lindsay.
More Than Words.
Everyone thinks you're very funny and clever.
Have you got an ultimate road trip song?
There's this new guy that I've been listening to called Neon Indian.
Something underground.
Yeah. I hate the word neon, but it turns out it's actually pretty cool. So it's called Deadbeat Summer. Might show you that one there.
Okay. Well, Good. Well, maybe before Thursday, if it's okay. Because we're going to need it for the journey. Hey, Daniel and Ben, we'll catch you on stage on Saturday afternoon for the one night stand.
Thanks.
Thanks, heaps, guys.
Thanks for the cake.
For the birthday cake. That was nice of you. Here you are in action. This is Don't Be On With Her, Miami Horror. News headlines up next. Bobby, Marika, the doctor.
On Triple J.